I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sam Pets Radio, Australia's coolest podcast network.
Okay, Noon, I'm going to need you to read our new intro live. You ready?
Good afternoon. This is Nathan Orville Oliver Nicholas, otherwise known as Noon. And there's only three things I know on this bitch of an earth. Chris Pratt is Mario, Kingo is dead, and you're listening to Hey Fam, folks.
What do you reckon? Do we like that? Or do we reckon one more take?
One more take.
Yeah, great.
Good afternoon. This is Nathan Orville Oliver Nicholas, otherwise known as Noon. And there's only three things I know on this bitch of an earth. Chris Pratt is Mario, Kingo is dead, and you listen to Hey Fam, folks.
Yes. Perfect. Thanks so much for sticking around, Noon.
Second take.
No, that was the best take. Yeah. Second take was out of control. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, thanks. I'm going to shake your hand.
Have
a beautiful afternoon.
I will.
Are we ejecting Noon from the podcast? Are you gonna watch the whole hour? Okay, well you leave when you're ready to leave.
I'll be as quiet as a mouse.
Noon is watching. This is cool.
Hey fam, welcome to Hey Fam. It's me.
You know, Levins. One of the tricks in radio they always say is you gotta pretend someone's in the room with you.
We don't have to anymore.
And now we don't have to.
I have a feeling it's gonna be the best episode we've ever
It
recorded.
Already is good.
Because I'm Levins, that's Angus.
I feel like we're court jesters and we're performing for the king.
He's,
you know?
At the moment he's got his thumb up, but yeah. Who knows, it could be down within seconds.
It could be, or it could be up our butts, which is kind of how I'm hoping this one ends.
That's what they say, yeah, you know, you record as if someone's about to ram their thumb up your butt at any given moment.
Yeah.
That's how you make good radio.
100.
So on tonight's show, we're going to be... Look, it's a sticky situation for me because I think maybe the biggest besmirch to my name is something that happened last year. A little game came out.
You collectively wasted a couple $1,000s between a few...
Marvel's Avengers came out on PlayStation 4 and Xbox, and I played...
You got it
exactly,
like a few days early, didn't
exactly
you?
1 hour of it. And then I came and recorded Hey Fam, and I was like...
40 minutes of which is definitely like... in-game, like, movies and, like, cinematics.
Yeah,
like,
but, yeah. I mean, I guess in the lead-up to it, we thought we were doing it was going to be just a purely multiplayer experience.
Well, that's the fact they never said single-player campaign made us think that.
And so...
They were really going out of their way to not use the word single-player experience.
I'm not defending my actions. I'm just saying, I'm giving context. I played an hour of this mode that I didn't even realize was going to be in the game, and I was in good spirits, and I may have gone a little overboard... when it comes to recommending Marvel's The Avengers.
Because the one thing about you is you never like go full fast for something. You know, you take your time to get into a thing. You don't like, you don't full hard.
I also hate hyperbole.
Yeah.
You'll never hear me say hyperbole. Something is the best
but
or
it's almost
amazing.
Like you fell for what I think was their overall plan. They knew that they had a stinker and kept this information from everyone. So people played the first couple hours.
Yeah. Like,
holy shit, this is not like the terrible trailer we saw.
Those who have played the game know that the main villains in it, of course, you've got MODOK, you've got Abomination. But little did I know that Loki was actually the one pulling the strings and he tricked me. The trickster god got one over
was
me.
Was he in it?
No, he's not in it.
Okay.
But I think he made the game because I was tricked into convincing. I was tricked into tricking our listeners to buying Marvel's The Avengers.
What do you think this game makes Kevin Feige feel like? Do you think he puts like another hat on top of his already? I reckon shame.
He actually like he wears a suit, like a full like $4,000 suit when he plays Marvel's The Avengers out of disrespect.
Or do you think he just snaps it when he sees it like discs? It comes across. He's like, like when people ask him to sign it, he's like, get this shit out of my face. Because it is such a besmirched mark on the event. It was the first.
We're going to use that word a lot.
I know.
Episode.
Yeah, you've really incepted me.
It's a good word.
The wheels were falling off, and that was the first. That was the first wheel that was falling off in the post Endgame world, wasn't it?
I mean, Feige's got nothing to do with that.
No, yeah. Not at all.
But I mean, for me, it was the craziest, most wild missed opportunity.
Could be it could have been Spider-Man numbers.
Did it come out last year or the year before?
It was last year.
It was last year,
yeah.
Right?
It could have done Spider-Man numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was last year.
If not more, because it was multi-platform.
And adjacent to the highest grossing movie of all time until Avatar.
It was meant to do Spider-Man numbers because Spider-Man was in it. But he hasn't.
A different Spider-Man.
They haven't even put him in it yet.
No, it was a different Spider-Man.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't the Sony Marvel Spider-Man. It's a different Spider-Man.
Well, whatever, there's no Spider-Man.
DLC has been delayed. They gave two Hawkeye ones.
Yeah, there's two Hawkeyes and a Black Panther.
A Wakanda one, yeah.
But no Spidey yet and no news as to when that's happening.
It's not happening.
Apparently, like all of the new campaigns, you're still just fighting like robots
in AIM. Man, and underground bases that are identical,
right? Because like, I think...
It's the best mobile game ever, I will say that much.
Going back to talking about it, I remember you being like, yeah, let's just wait. Like you were trying. You were like, let's not say it's good just yet. You were like telling me to dial it back.
Yeah.
And I fucked up. And I really made a lot of people think, hey, it was a good game.
You made a lot of people buy a game.
I hope they one day forgive me. But at no point should they forgive the makers of Marvel's The Avengers.
No, you point your anger towards them, please.
But
your saint anger.
Yeah. That's the other disc that Kevin Feige, if you're ever in the same room of.
Kevin Feige is actually...
hates Marvel's The Avengers.
But loves Saint Anger. He loves it. He wants to replace every hard copy of Marvel's The Avengers with a copy of Saint Anger. Storeboard as well. Not a...
Saint Anger.
Not a burnt one.
I actually have never listened to that album, but I do remember the
Who
ads,
did the production? Bob Ross? No, Bob...
Bob Ross the...
No, not the painter. The Bob fucking someone, painter. Bob Rock.
Bob Rock?
Yeah. And all the drums sound like tin cans.
Mad.
Yeah. I'm madly in anger with you. I remember that song, Saint Anger.
But I remember going home after like...
And frantic.
Giving...
Frantic, tick, 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 tock.
Has it got Fuel on it? Or is it on the album,
that's
Fuel?
Load. Reload. Yeah.
Give me Fuel, give me Fire, give me that which other desire.
Metallica.
Ooh, yeah. Good album. Kevin Feige's second favorite
Metallica
album.
Metallica fan podcast.
Metallica's The Avengers.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember the next day having recorded like a very positive review.
That's what my
review.
Eternals look like.
Wow, the Metallica blacklist.
Yeah.
53 song long playlist.
Yeah, they're not on it, I think.
What do you mean they're not on it?
It's like covers of the Black Album.
Oh, you can't stream Metallica songs?
No, I mean that's like a tribute album.
Oh, right, of course. Yeah, that's like the weird one with like
Weezer and stuff. Oh, and like Phoebe Bridges.
Yeah. And then there's a bunch of like weird rumors. Please don't.
This is Saint Anger.
Oh, okay,
you see what
great.
I mean? The drums sound like shit.
I mean, I mean, imagine it's going to sound like shit to everyone listening right now because you're playing it from your phone into a microphone.
That were like famously recorded badly.
Cool. Not like us though. We record very professionally with someone in the room with us at all times.
It's so good.
He's not even listening. You're just on your phone.
No, it's a vibe.
He's you're multitasking.
This is going to become a...
You're allowed. But you can... People will like... Just hear like your muffled reactions. Bro, stop playing.
This is going to become a Lulu podcast. We're going to break down the story. You remember Lulu? The album they did with Lou Reed before he died?
Metallica and Lou Reed made an album together.
Yeah.
Okay. No more Metallica.
No, I reckon it's ahead of its time. And I've never heard it. But I'm just going to... I'm gonna Marvel the Avengers this. And
okay,
say
great.
It's misunderstood.
But I remember, the next day, firing up Metallica's The Avengers again. And,
Metallica's The
I reckon
Avengers.
Within 5 minutes, I hit that. I think it's this one where you're playing as Ms. Marvel and every time you like fell off a building or whatever.
It would restart.
It would take so long to load. And I was like, oh, this kind of sucks.
Yeah.
And then you meet up with the Hulk and then they pretty much give you the first mission where it feels like
the
rest of the game where you're just like fighting these like
you're in a nondescript environment and then you enter a base and it's subterranean, so it doesn't matter where you are, every world level ends up looking the same
and you're just fighting a bunch of robots. It doesn't really feel like you're hitting them when you're hitting them. No. Like and that's
lamest
when I realized
physics.
I'd made a huge mistake.
Yeah, that's when Buy, Buy, Buy became Sell, yep. Sell, Sell.
I did not have sexual relations with that game.
With Metallica's Avengers.
But yeah,
Metallica Cinematic Universe.
So yesterday you texted me and you were like, hey, crazy that Guardians of the Galaxy game is getting good reviews.
Yeah, it was like the biggest plot twist I saw.
But then you were like, we should play as much of it as we can before we record tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we both got it.
Yeah. Guns to heads.
I've played maybe 2 hours of it.
I'm like maybe 5-6 hours in.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's like a good game. It's like a weird thing in the sense that it's only single player.
Yeah,
it's the full version.
which is what the Avengers should have been. Like, yeah, it's so crazy.
Oh, playing this, I'm like, this should have been the Avengers. Like, it is Final Fantasy II remake. Sorry, Final Fantasy VII remake. I find heaps
with like a little bit of Gone Home as well, because Square Enix published this game. This has a lot of like the opening where you have like first person, yeah, you're young Peter Quill, you're looking at all the shit in your room,
kind of like Uncharted vibes too.
Yeah, for sure.
They're tapping into like
Uncharted. Yeah, Square Enix published Final Fantasy and Gone Home, so it's all in this. It's been
Metallica's Gone Home.
Eidos Montreal is the name of the developer.
Eidos Metallica.
Eidos Metallica.
Eidos.
Eidos.
Is it?
I don't think it is. No, I don't think it is. I'll give it to you.
The I is before the D, so it's not Dios.
Eidos. Okay. Eidos. It's Eidos, according to Eidos. Noon's, whatever Noon says goes.
Saint Eidos. Yeah, but it doesn't mean like the sounds come at different parts of when they're written. French
prostitute. Okay. All right.
Hey, that's a slur. We can't slur on this.
Oh, sorry.
So
there's less money.
We're gonna say these guys. Eidos Montreal. Eidos, of course. Eidos Montreal. They previously did Deus Ex, Human Revolution. Did I pronounce
say
Deus
it like
was
a
that
French
right?
man?
Deus Ex. They did Thief. They did Deus Ex, Mankind Divided. And they did Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Oh, yeah. Metallica Shadow of the Tomb Raider. You might know it as.
Yes, of course. So this is
Kevin
Marvel's,
Feige
Marvel's
has
Guardians
a,
of the Galaxy.
A gaming PC.
When was it announced? Is it this year or last year?
Yeah, it was this year during PlayStation right? State of Play.
Oh, right. Okay, cool.
And then like a week later, we found out it was on every platform. They're like Nintendo Switch even. Which
yeah,
I'm sure it runs really recent, well.
Yeah, they were like, no, it's cloud only.
Yeah, they're like, you have to be standing outside.
You have to
outside.
Play as cloud.
Yeah. Eidos?
Yeah. Eidos, yeah. Yeah, Eidos. Thank you. Noon's let's hear from Noon's phone.
Noon's our Jamie, and this is Joe Rogan.
Eidos. Yeah, Eidos Montreal.
Noon can be our producer.
Not Eidos. Yeah, but he has to like
produce.
He has to fact check before he says a single fucking thing.
Yeah, now that you're like a broadcaster, you've got to start like saying correct things because people will call you out for it. Yeah. We'll lose credibility.
It's also pronounced sex worker.
Sex worker. It's said you pronounce it. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think the trailers for this didn't make it look very good, but I was kind of interested because it is a single player game.
Yeah, immediately I wasn't slapped with the same yuck, it doesn't look like them that I was with the Avengers. And I think that leans into a lot of like, one's a tree, like well,
yeah.
one's a raccoon,
totally.
And one's
well,
like
well,
the
mean,
rest are green. And
Rocket,
I was like,
in this one, he looks exactly the same, except he has like a chin strap. He has like a little chin goatee.
Yeah. He's like the Metallica Rocket.
That's right. And
and
then he has like two
the
little
Rob
beads.
Turturro, hanging, I think you would call him.
Hanging off his facial
Guardians
hair.
Of the Galaxy.
Like a beard ponytail.
Yeah, it's cool.
One of the beads on his beard looks
Groot.
Like Groot. Baby Groot. Pretty cute.
That's one for the fans.
Groot looks pretty regular Groot.
It's hard to fuck a tree up.
Gamora looks more like her comic book counterpart.
She does. She's got the like eye markings. And Drax is his comic book counterpart. The same color. They changed the color
yes.
for the films.
Yeah, but he acts very much like Dave Bautista's take on
as
him.
As Metallica's Dave Bautista.
I think the only way...
Wait, Dave... Isn't there a Dave in Metallica? Dave?
There's two of them, actually. Saint Dava and...
And a Dave Bautista.
Into the Dave Man.
Think of Metallica as Dave Bautista, Bradley Cooper, Chris Pratt, and
Jason Momoa. Thank you, Noon.
I think that's Metallica. But there's not two Dave. No, Dave Mustang. He was
name?
In Metallica, right? I
that's
don't know
like,
why.
Of
so
all
much.
Those made-up names you just said, that one seems the most made-up.
Yeah, then he's in Megadeth, right?
Yep.
Did Dave
Megadeth.
Mustang
Megadeth.
Leave before they got big and make Megadeth? No. No, Dave and Metallica? No, I'm making all of this up.
The Metallica
Who the
fans are
Dave
having
Mustang?
A great time. Who's Dave?
Oh, Dave, yeah. Dave Mustang.
Yep.
Yeah,
thanks.
He was a co-founder of Metallica and then
one
left
the
and...
Old ones.
That's what I mean. Yeah, yeah. Again, fact-checking. You got to be on it.
Yeah, thanks.
And
official
then
fact-checking.
He started Megadeth.
The first thing you need to fact-check is my take on your name. Nathan Orville
yeah,
Oliver
wrong.
Nicholas. I like. I'm gonna every time I introduce Noon, introduce him as a different acronym.
It's like MODOK.
Yeah, exactly. You could be the villain in Marvel's Avengers 2, Noon.
Metallica's Avengers 2,
of course. But yeah, so we get this. This game opens with it's set in the 80s,
yeah.
And they are really leaning into. Star-Lord is like a more of a 80s hair metal kind of dude. That's certainly that's where his music tastes lie. Star-Lord is actually a band in this universe.
They have Marvel comics about them. They're like Kiss, I guess, where they were like a brand with characters.
So
he likes Star Wars. There's a Chewbacca toy in it.
Yeah, that's right. There's a whole bunch of like horror posters on his wall and has that classic thing that, like Uncharted does. And then I guess the Gone Home games, those kind of like walking simulator games where you like walk up to a poster on the wall.
I remember I got fingered watching this.
Yeah, like, I hope I go to space one day.
Yeah.
I could drive anything.
Hope I digitally replace a sex offender in Army of the Dead.
So we talked about how like good the models of Rocket and Groot and Gamora and Drax look. I think Star-Lord lets the team down, which is a shame because he's the main character, but he looks like an EDM DJ.
Yeah, he looks like he's about to whip a trumpet out.
Because he has his hair like he has that like long.
No, he looks like you know what he looks like? Who's that Nazi dude that got punched in the face?
I was gonna say he also looks like a right winger.
Yeah, who was that guy? Richard something? Was he in Metallica?
Yeah, Richard.
Jamie,
Richard,
pull this up. Richard Nazi. Mustang. Was it Richard Nazi? Richard Nazi Punch. He was the guy that famously got punched on the street, remember?
In Marvel's The Avengers.
Richard Spencer. He kind of looks like Richard Spencer. however, he's far more likable than Chris Pratt Star-Lord, I find, because he isn't trying to fuck every girl in the movie.
Yeah, sure.
And he's like, I don't know.
I haven't noticed any romantic beats between him and Gamora yet.
Yeah, there's none. That's great. Cool. Yeah, it's awesome.
My biggest criticism is that his voice actor and Rocket's voice actor, way too similar.
It's very...
And when they talk to each other, I'm just like...
It's very ableist of you to say that.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Yeah, don't you think he looks like Richard Spencer?
He definitely looks like Richard Spencer.
Yeah.
How is it ableist to say that two voices sound the same?
Because Raccoon can't help how it talks.
No, but the voice actor.
Yeah, but you gotta. It's ableist to say that.
Okay. Noon, what do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, fuck.
more correctly pronounced words coming up later. No, I know what you mean. They're both like New York wise guys.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, come on, Rocket!
Yeah, exactly.
I gotta say though, voice acting I do like a lot. I think like the conversations are good. I never feel like they're doing a bad job.
Yeah, and another thing they borrow from those kind of walking simulator, like, you know, storytelling games is their opportunities.
Choice making?
Yeah, where like it's like, oh,
do I recommend Marvel's Avengers to an army of listeners, or do I play it and then recommend it?
Yeah, I mean,
do I listen to half an album make? And to give weigh in on it, or do I? Yeah,
no. Dude, I mean, I think that anyone who only listened to half of Drake's album is on the winning side.
Oh, legit. Argument. Yeah, you're on the right side of history.
But maybe you won't agree with me when I still think it's better than Kanye's album.
Oh, yeah, you're so wrong.
How funny that I feel like neither of those albums matter anymore. No one talks about either of them.
Yeah, true.
Do you like that they Kanye and Drake both had like that weird week?
And then that's it.
I mean, Drake's was even shorter.
It had like a year build up.
Yeah, and now like I don't think they're going to be in any conversations.
No,
when
it's
comes
just
to
Dune now.
Yeah,
Dune and Eternal.
Where's Kanye's album sequel announcement?
Kingo.
Today? How crazy that Dune got a sequel announcement before Australians even got a chance to see it.
That's something I'm so pleasantly surprised about. I did not see that coming.
Yeah, I wonder. Like, yeah, I mean, Warner have like taken a loss on a lot of their movies this year, and Dune being posing a pretty big risk.
Well, look, I've been on this website called Twitter, and it's telling me so far that it's actually part of a plan to upset the Snyder fans.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's. Have you seen that take?
Oh, yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, they're all saying like it's a personal attack that Dune got greenlit.
Add a new rung to your personality besides someone that like, or like, do you know,
besides like,
not even like your real life personality, your Twitter personality. Like,
besides
there are so many people that only use Twitter to like barrack
defend
Jack Snyder.
Yeah. Jack Snyder, the Metallica Zack Snyder.
Saint Snyder.
Yeah. Saint Snyder cut. Yeah, that's awesome news. I'm so excited.
But back to Guardians the Galaxy, the game. So like, yeah, for the most part, you play... I've played the opening mission. I got the Guardians of the Galaxy title on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
And played a little bit past that point. But you're in space, you are going, you are entering, you, it's like you, you've already got the all the Guardians together. You have this brief scene at the beginning where you and your mum are talking about music, specifically the band
Dave
Star-Lord,
Mustang.
whose cassette you've just bought.
Yeah.
And then it flashes forward.
She puts it on and she's like, ooh, this is she says a phrase and he's like, mom, people don't say that anymore.
She says, give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
And then you find out it's his 13th birthday.
Right.
Right? She's like, come up for your cake.
And then you don't
it's
get
not
any
an
cake.
Innuendo.
I mean, I was thinking, is this game actually Portal?
Because yeah, is this
there
Portal
is no
too?
Cake.
Because I'm not looking at cake.
And then you flash forward, Star-Lord's all growed up and in space.
Yeah.
You're on the, what's it called again?
The Milano.
Milano, his spaceship.
Yeah.
And so are the crew. The
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Titular Guardians
they exist.
Of the Galaxy.
I do like one of the early conversations is about the chips they all have in there. Like heads to help them understand each other.
Oh, yep, cool.
Because I was like, everyone sounds like they're from New York in this game. And then there's a point where he's like chatting about Groot and how he feels that he can't understand him. And then he's like, oh yeah, when I came here for the first few years, like I didn't understand anyone till I got my translator chip. He's like, oh, it was really scary, etc. And I was like, oh, that's some cool little bonus character.
Rocket also makes fun of Star-Lord's haircut.
Yeah, Rocket's on our side.
Yeah, that's right, the right side.
Yeah.
Or the left side.
Star-Lord is tweeting about why Dune got a sequel and Justice League didn't. Don't you think?
You reckon? I think he's just like tweeting about Bitcoin and NFTs.
No, he's like asking his followers, which is only three, if he should get into NFTs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then what happens?
Rocket's like the Elon Musk of the Guardians, isn't he?
He's the one who dictates which Bitcoins do
with
well.
Via memes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Like
yeah.
Someone asked Elon if how many of this certain
he's
online
like 69,
coin.
69,420.
Oh, no, he was like none. And then the stock for that plummeted.
It's wild. It's kind of like this podcast with the St. Anger Avengers.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. The stock.
If you want to know what games to play.
No one was brave enough to say that game was bad until I'd already said it was good one week
until
came back the following week and said it was bad.
I love that. The Avengers effect. You're really good now at reviewing games, though. You wait.
Yeah, I play a lot. I 100%ed Sable.
Oh wow!
This week.
Which I hear is hard because it's very buggy, right?
Yeah, man. There's a lot of bugs in it, but they are mostly forgivable. It's a really really special.
I started, but then I was like, I heard a lot about the bugs and was like, I'm gonna wait till maybe there's a patch.
Nothing really stopped me from being able to play it. There were just like a few annoying things, like you know your bike is meant to come to you when you whistle for it and it didn't. There would be like a looping music glitch.
Right.
Where it just keep playing the same like
over the top
ga-dung,
of the new bit.
Ga-dung, ga-dung. Yeah, no matter what else is playing.
So you just had to quit?
Yeah, I had to reset the game like
okay.
maybe like five times.
That's not too bad for an indie developer.
Considering I played like more than 20 hours all up to 100%.
How much? 120 hours?
No, more than
20
hours.
Oh, more than 20.
More than 120 hours is how much I put into Breath of the Wild. And this game is very similar
to that.
I put in that
much into
scale.
Marvel's Avengers before I even dare
yeah.
weigh into our followers and fans.
Hey, I did finish it. I like, I really. What are you doing?
What's
watching the Metallica.
Oh, Manuna started playing. Were you watching a Metallica video?
I was in a fan site.
You're on a
oh,
fan
really?
Site? Okay, right.
What's the URL? Drop it.
Metalheadzone.com.
Metalheadzone.com. It's Noon's homepage.
Jamie, bring up metalheadzone.com.
Who's Jamie?
Oh, it's Joe Rogan's producer. Like Noon's
oh,
our
right.
Joe Rogan producer, I think. Metal Zone? Metalheadzone.
Why do you know who Joe Rogan's producer is?
Because anytime someone makes fun of him, they always go like, Jamie, can you pull up pedophiles? Let's look at that. Let's take a look and see if that's real. You know, it's like, it's his approach to everything. He's always like, Jamie, could you bring up Metalhead Zone? I want, yeah, Genesis and Steve Hackett addresses Phil Collins singing in a chair due to his health struggles. This is a good sight. Alex.
Wow, Lars Ulrich's recommendations for the best crypto to buy.
That rules. I want to look at Metallica crypto and immediately recommend it. Saint crypto.
Oh, that would be fucked. Like, yeah, the equivalent of me. Imagine me being a crypto guy because
yeah,
I'd recommend
then me losing
things.
Like a license or something because I gave financial advice. You know, you're not allowed to.
Yes.
Give. Yeah, I'm a. There we go. I've gone to r/Bitcoin, and it's just. Do you think Metallica's Lars? This is so funny. This is from... Oh, it's not that funny. It's from 8 years ago. Do you think Metallica's Lars Ulrich plans to sue Bitcoin?
The two genders, funny or from 8 years ago.
Yeah. It's just saying, do you think Metallica's Lars Ulrich plans to sue Bitcoin for being innovative?
Hmm.
I don't get it. I think it was just like a crypto dude trying to make a joke.
Thanks for sharing.
That's cool.
Jamie, bring back that Guardians
Jamie,
of the Galaxy
bring back
review.
Guardians. Jamie, pull up Guardians of the Galaxy.
But yeah, so it is like a pretty straightforward action game. You control Star-Lord. He has like his guns, and then you also can hold L1, and that will, you can send the other members of the Guardians into battle for you.
Rob Turturro plays bass. Lars Ulrich plays the drums.
Yep.
Groot is a tree. And Lars, who's the lead singer? James Hetfield.
Yep.
Plays guitar and sings.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Metallica. I'm now a Metallica fan, I think. Yeah. I actually know a lot about them.
I was going to say, I feel like you will, 10 minutes from now, be like, actually, I've always been a fan of Metallica.
Never been a fan, just new stuff about them.
Right.
Knew the songs. My woodwork teacher was obsessed with them. So when we were in the wood shop in high school, he would play them constantly, and he'd play them on cassette because he had this dog shit cassette player because there was it was dog shit by choice because there was wood everywhere and dust or whatever. And I just remember hearing Master of the Puppets and Kill 'Em All, those albums, just on repeat on tape.
Why is just adding the to Master of Puppets so funny to me? Of the Puppets.
No, add to the Master of the Puppets the is Master even better. Master of the Puppets,
yeah.
The Saint Anger and the Kill 'Em All album. I just remember those. And that was summer of 98, 99.
Enter the Sandman.
Yeah, Enter the Sandman. The Reload. The Fuel. It's the new the reboot of Metallica. They just put the in front of them all.
Yeah, yeah, great.
James Gunn's the Metallica.
James Gunn,
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm, nice.
Do you think he will play this with Kevin Feige?
Or Zack Snyder? Because he's a DC bro too.
He is a centrist, isn't he?
That is one of the craziest things you see on Twitter all the time is Zack Snyder bros pointing out that the Suicide Squad remake was a flop and that Warner will be going back to Zack's series. Vision.
They're upset that he's getting the John Cena series.
If you could choose
China's own John Cena.
If you could choose any character from Zack Snyder's universe to get a spin-off series, who are you choosing?
The rapey priest he went as at his priests and pedophiles party.
I want to do a spin-off series about what happened to the jar of Jesse Eisenberg's piss.
Oh, wait, did you say... I thought you meant the other character. Wait, which director did you say? Did you say Zack Snyder? Oh, I thought you said James Gunn.
Oh, right. Oh, okay, I get it. No, I was saying Snyder. Since James Gunn's Suicide Squad has already got a spin-off series.
Oh, I want a ghost of Jimmy Olsen, just this headless, Icky Bod Crane guy. Haunting everyone after he got his brains blown out at the start of BVS, Dawn of Justice.
Be great if he only learned that he was Jimmy Olsen after he died.
That's right. Maybe he became the best reporter as a ghost, ghost reporter.
Oh, that's
good. Remember Ghost Rider on ABC? Yeah, maybe ghost he, reporter. Could get into those really... tight situations that are corporeal person couldn't, so he could float and get evidence and they'd be damn, the mystery guy has written another great story. Ghost how reporter. Does he do it? Yeah, that's Ooh. Actually Jamie, write that one down. Ghost reporter.
Jamie, bring up Ghost Rider.
Jamie, write down Ghost Reporter. Do you know they rebooted Ghost Rider on Apple TV?
They did too, and nothing happened with it.
Well, I think it flopped and they still won't make Zack Snyder's Justice League 2, you know. Where was that? Jamie, let's bring up Ghost Rider.
Wouldn't it come up in Apple TV Plus?
Ghost Rider.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to see Ghost Rider
Apple
TV Plus.
There it is.
Ghost Rider.
I like that one with Piers. I've seen that one. That's a Roman Polanski movie, speaking of
And the other
pedophiles.
Ghost Rider. Yep.
Ghost Rider, Ghost to One.
When were we speaking about pedophiles?
I said pedophile priest.
He said rapey James priest. Gunn.
Oh, it's the same thing. Oh, wait,
they made a second season of Ghost Rider. Sorry, Snyder fans.
Yeah, the ghostly paintbrush part one. A lot of cliffhangers. Shit.
Well, they're all part one and part two.
It's really interesting.
Well, this is a three-part episode of The Case of the Missing Ghost.
So they go back in. Oh, look at that guy. He's a greaser. He looks like he's in Greece. And if you'd see what I'd see, you'd know that I meant Greece landing.
Is that Will Forte? Go back.
I hope so.
Next, that one. Is he the...
I don't think it is. Let's go down the cast and crew.
The greaser is Justin
J.J. Johnson. That's definitely a fake person. Blair Powell. These are all pretend people. Noon and I saw a doozy of a fake movie the other day, which I can't wait to watch. Noon and I watched The Green Knight this week, the A24.
Yep, the fake A24 movie.
The fake news. What was it called? Senior moment. This is one of the best trailers I have ever seen.
Senior moment, William Shatner.
Wait, I'm just going to put the trailer on.
Okay.
This rules.
Okay, everyone fire up the senior moment trailer. Oh my God. William Shatner and Christopher Lloyd in a Cadillac
shot
together.
Shot in Palm Springs.
Oh my God.
Oh, so William Shatner loses his license for being a speed demon.
He has to get a bus.
He looks like shit, doesn't he?
He gets too hot walking through Palm Springs. Putting his head in the freezer.
Taking a
driving test, doing a bad job. Lots of oh my God, he just fell over on a bus. So it ends up being like a love story between all people?
Yeah.
Who's the woman?
I don't know.
She looks familiar as hell.
Yeah, she looks familiar.
One is Christopher. It's crazy that Christopher Lloyd's still alive. Like, I'm not wishing anything but a longer life, but it is insane that he, because like, I feel like
he's been old forever. He's like a Leslie Nelson.
He made like Back to the Future came out the year I was born, and he was old as fuck then. When it comes to life, love has no limits.
Yeah, this music's really inspiring too.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. They're at William Shatner, Gene Smart, Christopher Lloyd. Oh man, I actually kind of reckon this looks sick.
Yeah, let's watch it. It's like part of the official Hayfan movie club.
Probably better than like Old Dogs.
Oh yeah, legit.
Senior moment.
And then we followed the career of the director, and it's just what pills?
Blue pills.
Matrix reference.
Love it.
But where's the director? This guy made it. We kind of just went down a rabbit. Half the time I'm on Apple TV, I just go down the rabbit holes of filmmakers.
Yep.
Ones that I've never heard. Look how many. Oh yeah, like there's 22 producers. We counted them. This is the guy that made it.
Giorgio Serafini.
And he's just made...
Unhinged. Johnny's
the
Gone.
Only movies that are on Tubi. And they're all like...
Tubi?
Tubi's like that social... No, it's like that streaming service. And a lot of them star Dolph Lundgren. And they're just like all go for an hour 30. And they're all made around the same year. It's really weird.
That's great.
Yeah. It seems like... Flash it sounds burn. Like a realization you have when you're high. You're like, man, this director... All these movies go for an hour 30, but we're stone cold sober and we're like, man, this is kind of weird. No one's heard of these movies.
Every genre as well.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Is that action, romance, horror, crime, which I didn't know was a genre unto itself, thriller, action. So this new one I'd say is a dramedy. Like he's going for that Nora...
This one looks like a straight up comedy. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I was cracking up.
What kind of movie is Johnny's Gone?
It doesn't look too nice, does it? She cares for and nurtures for a 2-year-old boy she calls Johnny. She claims he is her cousin's son, but something is not quite right with this. It's like an AI wrote the
Tubi.
And it's just like people who are lending money for like tax purposes that are a part of these.
It's so...
Giorgio Serafini. I'm obsessed with him.
I reckon all the actors in it funded this movie.
Like, 100%. They're all like...
The horror movie looks great.
Yeah. Look at Luke Massey.
Sean Patrick Flannery.
Who's that? He's like in something.
Eric Balfour as Peter Farrell.
He's in Party of Five. Is he really? Yeah.
This guy knows.
I've seen him play like...
He's in 24.
He's in Party of Five. I used to watch him growing up.
Okay.
Skyline.
Okay.
He's got a really long face, doesn't he? He looks like Finn from Sopranos.
Okay.
Oh, he's in 24 a lot.
Okay. I don't care about this guy anymore. Can we go back to...
The director?
Yeah, let's go back to the director.
Oh, he's in the OC. That's how I knew.
Right. Who was he in the OC?
Just some long-haired faced Marissa. Goon. He was in Monk, Dawson's Creek. This guy rules. Wow. Eric Balfour. He looks kind of sick. Look, they all look like clones of Zack Snyder. Don't you think? Like failed clones.
Yeah. No one can see what you're seeing who's listening right now.
No, but it's like if we paint the picture for them, they'll believe it to be true.
You saying, look at that, is not painting a picture.
No, but I would imagine. I would go, huh.
I wonder what they're looking at.
Yeah. Anyway, that's amazing. How good does that movie look? Yeah, Senior Moment.
Senior Moment. That's on the official Hey Fam.
Because you know when you turn this TV, you know when you turn on Apple TV and it just starts showing you the most recent movies that are out?
Yep.
It was one of them. Like, it was Invasion, old, like, big movies, like, Apple TV shit and, like...
Oh, I like it that, like, the algorithm's like, let's show Angus old and then we'll show him Senior Moment.
But look, you get it. Then it's there. It's, like, next to all of these,
next to Pig.
Pig, Velvet Underground by Joker's Todd Haynes, Aquaman himself, Deadpool, no heroes there. you get the drift.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Apple TV off, Angus. Yeah. That is a weird... What's that weird remote? Is that
it's the new one.
Like, as in, like, it came with the 4K one you got? Or is it even
new one? Just bought the new one. Yeah.
You're fucked, dude.
Sick, isn't it?
Yeah, I told B that, like, oh, yeah, Angus bought an Xbox and he got a new soundbar and he got the OLED Switch.
Yeah.
And then...
stimulating the economy.
Yeah, she was like, weren't you asking him to buy a new recorder during lockdown? And he said it was too expensive. And I was like...
No, it was a new microphone.
Oh yeah.
No, you had a spare one anyway. I didn't need one.
Yeah, but I did ask you to buy a recorder though. And you were like,
yeah,
it's too expensive.
I wouldn't use it though.
Yeah, well, you would during lockdown.
I got the mic now.
Yeah, because I gave you a microphone.
Yeah, I'll give it back. I'll borrow it again.
Okay.
But you know what? I actually did pay for it. I didn't tell you this. I got a fine driving to yours that night. A $200 fine. Yeah, I was speeding apparently. So I have paid for it. Actually, no, joke's on them. I haven't even paid the fine yet.
No,
I'm not a mess. I just got a fine because I was driving under 10 kilometers too fast, which I think is like horseshit.
Where were you?
In a tunnel.
Okay. Interesting.
On the way back.
You just couldn't wait to get that microphone.
I just wanted to test
it. I've swindled him again.
Yeah. No, so I have paid. So. Yeah.
Okay. I paid
the piper. I'll give it back to you.
Pay my...
How much was it?
I don't care. It's fine. I didn't pay for it either.
Yeah, well, I knew buying a recorder would be a bad idea because we have this one that's yours.
Yeah, but I bring it to your house.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have to bring it to your house if you had one.
It seems
one.
Dumb to have two.
No, you don't want to buy this. You buy literally any other piece of tech.
Yeah, but I use the tech all the time.
Yeah, but you would literally use this all the time.
I wouldn't.
We would be using it right now.
It's once a week. Everything else gets max 4 days a week usage. And you do so many podcasts and it makes sense you own a recorder.
Okay, yeah.
I'll bring my own mic if that's going to make it better. Cordial.
Let everyone listening weigh in.
Yeah.
What do you think? What would you do in this? Choose your own adventure.
My recorder was newer than this.
Pretend you're playing Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Make a decision.
You have to make a decision as Peter Quill.
I just think between the podcasts, it's dumb to have two recorders right now.
Well, I mean...
You know, things open up again.
It would be cool when I could be like, hey, I got to go record a Hank from Angus's house. I'm just going to leave instead of packing up all my shit, which yes, I do use.
All right,
use
how
my
much
podcast.
Are they? Let's find out.
They're $500.
It seems just a lot of money.
Yeah, I know. And I can see 10 things that you spent $500 on
in this
room.
They bring me so much joy.
This would bring me so much joy.
My recorder is my computer. We plug in two mics, boom.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, sure.
That's it. I've already got a
Have
recorder.
Have you got a second mic?
No, I can get one. I can absolutely get one.
What about if you just bought the recorder?
It's way too much money. I just think that is not worth $500. I'm sorry. You got swindled.
I've recorded literally thousands of podcasts on this thing.
But I would never record that many. So it's like not going to get the same usage.
I mean, when we hit episode 3000 of Hey Fam, we will have.
Look, I'll look into it. It's one for this calendar year.
In short, I was hesitant to recommend it, but I'm going to have to say that Guardians of the Galaxy is a fun time.
It's fun. Yeah.
It's a fun time.
Sometimes games just have to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Marvel's The Avengers. I was just impressed that they put effort into the first hour of a story campaign. And then as I got home, I realized they didn't put effort into the next 9 hours of the story campaign or the rest of the game, full stop. But this one, so far, I've had 2-ish hours of entertainment, yep. Which is more than Marvel's
good character
just
work.
Gave me.
They don't look too gross.
Yep.
No, it's good.
Action's fun. It just kind of plays like a like an Uncharted game.
Yeah, it's Uncharted.
With like a little bit of like tactical.
Final Fantasy tactics.
Send this guy that way.
Yeah, I'm at a point now where like enemies have weaknesses and you got to like use particular weapons against them, like elemental weapons, like mm-hmm. ice, shit like that to freeze them.
If and if you, like when you enter like a big boss like battle,
yeah,
that all the teams
start, oh, the huddle,
they start like fighting like shit. So you have to like do a bunch of cool moves, and then you create like a huddle points.
I like that.
Then you bump, hit both the bumpers, and then you enter a
you
huddle.
Have a pep talk.
You have to pep talk.
You have to like all the give them the right pep talk based on
as like a big, you know, hit me with your best shot.
It's vibing. It was cool. Plays I did it tonight, and it played like New Kids on the Block. Yeah, it was fun as hell.
Yeah, the soundtrack's fun. I like that they lent really, really hard into the 80s. I wasn't sure of it at the start.
It works really well. When you get a licensed music in a game, it's a vibe.
The first song you hear is Rick Astley, and Ted Lasso killed that song.
I don't think
for
mine
me.
Was.
Mine was. I'm never gonna give you.
On the ship.
Like the opening credits. Like,
oh, I don't think mine was.
It's like the menu screen, the first song.
Oh, mine wasn't that. No, you're right. I got like Take On Me.
Mad. Love that song.
Great song.
Infinitely better than Rick Astley.
Does everybody want to change the world on that?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I had that. One of the best guitar.
I love that song so much.
That's like a perfect song. Hey, best, yeah, Metallica.
Tears for Fears have like that. They have that song. They have there's a few like 80s bands or like they have like their hits are so drastically different.
Tears for Fears.
Tears for Fears have, yeah, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. They have Shout. Let It All Out.
I don't know that
These
one.
Are the Things I Can Do Without. That's and they cool. also have, they did Mad World. All
yeah, that's right.
Me,
that's crazy,
faces.
Which was made famous by Metallica's Donnie Darko.
Of course, yeah. The other band that I always think about that have like the most drastically different hits, 10cc.
Oh, yeah. I don't like cricket.
Yeah, they do. I don't like cricket. They also do I'm Not In Love.
Yeah.
So don't pretend.
Also from
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
And also from Metallica's Donnie Darko.
Of course. And then their other song is The Things You Do For Love.
Yeah, 10cc are crazy.
Yeah.
Why they're called 10cc.
I know Noon just asked, do you know why they're called 10cc? And I actually do know this. I went to a trivia night.
What the hell?
With my parents when I was a kid. And I was just old enough to know what one word. So my dad got this question right. 10cc refers to the level of semen that you ejaculate. And my dad said that at a trivia night.
Holy shit! How old were you?
I was like 12. I was like, what the fuck?
Damn.
Like my dad is.
Was that your Star Lord moment?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was.
Who's in the band again? I know. Yeah, Dreadlock Holiday. Everyone knows I'm Not In Love. I Know Love is a great song.
10cc, my favorite 10cc song is I'm Mandy Fly Me. It's not one of their biggest hits, but it's a fucking banger.
Dreadlock Holiday. What's that one going like you?
Dreadlock Holiday is I Don't Like Cricket.
Yeah. I like that real Chet Hanks hours.
Yeah, absolutely. The original White Boy Summer Anthem.
Yeah. That is the biggest White Boy Summer Anthem.
But yeah, I'm enjoying my time with Guardians of the Galaxy. I'll give more thoughts next week if you don't want this to come
give us
bite
the
me.
Pleasure.
I don't want to come back and bite me in the butt, but I will recommend it next
week. Alien
designs
are cool and the worlds look cool. I thought like it's not just one review I saw and I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to steal that. It doesn't just look like Earth repainted all the time. Like there's environments look different.
Yeah. Like it's a fine game at this point.
Yeah,
it's
at the
fine.
Moment
it's
like a 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'd give the Avengers 2 or 3.
One or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Fuck, I can't believe I played that. I think that was my...
it was a year ago.
My guilt of saying it was a good game. I was like, well, I guess now I have to play it to completion.
I like that, though. That's very Jesus of you. And if you like Christ allegory, stick around for our next PayFam, which we record straight after. It is a look back on the works of the Wachowski, which is plural for Wachowskis, and we are looking at Matrix adjacent texts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about the Bible.
We've already done Matrix 1, 2, 3 and the Animatrix.
Yeah.
What's left, you ask? Why? Yeah.
We've got mediums. A whole lot of video game and comics.
Yep. I've read 20 something Matrix comics in the
I've
last
week. An hour and a half of Wachowski written and directed video game cutscenes. And I can't wait to see who had the better time. I really pulled the short straw putting myself forward for that, didn't I?
No, because I feel like you would have it no other way because you can't read.
No, I'm reading the comics, but it was just like, there's no... Yeah, also I can't read. I'd have to get you... I screenshot them all and ask you.
Yeah, what is he saying here?
Yeah, what is this? Do I go left or
right?
He's
saying there is no spoon.
Yeah. Which do you... are these people real? The little people? I read the one you asked me to, which was great.
Yeah, there's some amazing comics in that collection.
All I've read so far have been good. I didn't read the Neil Gaiman one because it was like just not a comic.
Yeah, it's prose.
Did you read that? He always does that shit. You get a Batman RIP and he's
Grant Morrison does it too. Yeah.
So it's like, fuck off. No. You know what? It's Arkham. There's one in Arkham.
Yeah.
You're just like, go away. This is a comic. This is
get these essays out of my comics, bro.
Yeah, this is Metallica's Batman. Metallica's the Batman.
So speaking of White Boy Summer, let's talk about Succession season 3. You finally caught up on episodes 1 and 2.
I watched a lot. I watched every episode within the span of like 10 days, like of existence.
So you caught up on season 1 and 2?
Yeah.
Just alone or?
Yeah, almost always.
Yeah.
Always alone. Never lonely, just alone. My cat, I mean, I guess Kitty's watched it. I guess we have a Succession-esque relationship. She's like succeeding me. And
who's she in the out of the Roys?
I reckon she's looking at her now. Yeah, she's Jerry. She sees and hears everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we would all be toast.
You're Roman. You guys have a bit of a weird thing going on.
I don't beat off in the window. You know what? She's Tom and I'm Greg. She manipulates and bullies me. I literally pick her shit up all the time. So she's a Tom.
Yeah,
to
true. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
What do you think of the season so far?
Just like, man, I miss these horrible people so much. So fucking good. Back with a bang.
Like, they're all despicable people, and yet I absolutely root so hard for some of them.
Oh, yeah. Like, you root for all of them at some point. You're just like, oh, I can see why.
Especially the kids. You're like, just be friends.
Yeah.
Be friends and overpower your dad.
But they're too proud of...
And too fucked.
And too,
just
like,
by their dad. Just
jealous,
like, so fucked up.
Of,
yeah,
like, their potential loss that hasn't even...
And, like, they'll accidentally insult... Well, not even accidentally. Intentionally insult, but, like, they won't... It won't be like premeditated. They'll just blurt out an insult.
And yeah, like shift this up with saying like he's Roman sex issues stuff. Yeah, yeah.
And then like Ken
Connor and
totally
like
insulted Shiv and like...
Yeah, and
like,
Connor.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's so fucking good. And it's like, I love that you can tell that, you know, this was shot during COVID because it's so far just been set in two rooms. But
yes,
I love
totally.
That. It makes me feel like it's a play.
Including just one of the children's rooms and you never see the children at any point. Which is probably because of COVID.
But I think it's been done so well. Like,
yep.
I love that it's set immediately after the episodes. Like, after season 2. It's
totally.
Like minutes after. And you're just like going, oh, damn.
So last week I did text you my favorite line from episode 1.
And what do you know? It was my favorite line too.
Which is BoJack guys.
Kendall is still the lamest guy and I love him.
Oh,
like,
my
he's
God.
Just so
and,
lame.
And I feel like he totally just returned to how lame he was in season 1.
He started
as
season
well.
1
like,
when he's trying to buy Volta, the Vulture ripoff. Yep. And he's just like, hey, come on, dude. He's like, and he's listening to like hip hop in the back of the
Beastie
car.
Beastie Boys, isn't he?
Beastie Boys. And he's like, turn it up, turn it up.
Is he like, check it out? Is that what song he's listening to?
He's listening to like Brooklyn, Bronx, Queen, and to the five boroughs.
Yep.
Yeah. And he listens to another one later, not a Beasties one, but another one. He's like, turn it up, turn the bass up. He's telling the driver to turn up the bass. And when he goes to that meeting, he's got like hella expensive sneakers.
That's
and he's
right.
Just like,
and he's like, just bought them on the way here.
Just bought them on the way here.
But we didn't see that Kendall for a long time.
Season 2, he didn't have a spine. He was like, had a hand
well,
up
even,
his ass.
Even when he did the L to the O.
Oh, yeah.
L
he was a
OG,
puppet.
Yeah, like that was like a different... Like, it was still embarrassing as hell, but it was
he was
a
just depressed.
Kind.
He was like... He went to kill himself. Remember, he kept going up to the roof and they had to make the fences bigger?
Yes, totally.
And he's shoplifting, remember, constantly?
Oh,
even though, but then throwing it
the
straight in the bin.
Yeah,
batteries and vape juice.
That's
he's just,
so good.
Yeah, he's like... And he can't even write. I forgot this detail. He has a guy on a motorbike that drives him around because his dad won't let him be alone.
That's right.
And he has to hold it. Like, it's so demeaning. He's just like this shit kicker in season 2. And then at the end, he gets like, I don't know. I can't wait to find out. Because you can tell no one has told anyone the whole truth. But he's kind of like, oh, I didn't plan to do this. But I'm like, how long has he been planning to do this?
Yeah, totally.
Like, at that point, did he wait for his dad to get that low to like basically offer his son up for jail and then... decide to do it? Is that like always his play to do it at that point?
And his dad has like the story that could absolutely destroy him.
But can't say anything
because it'll destroy him too.
It'll destroy him and his wife. And also, I love Marsha in this episode. First time I've like dug her power, but she's never really used it.
Well, I feel like, she's playing the long con as well.
But she's like, just like, I will not divorce you if you give me like this exuberant amount of money.
Yeah.
Which is like, that's awesome.
And like, your lawyer can talk to my lawyer. And
it is crazy how seamless it is after watching season 2, like straight into it. It was just like, it just doesn't even feel like another season.
Oh, because they straight up like, they're like,
7 minutes later.
Connor's like, oh, you really upset me like yesterday. And it's like in episode 2, but yesterday refers to
on
the
boat
end
when
of
he's
season
like,
two.
He's
when,
like, Dad, I'm hemorrhaging money with the play. Remember, he pays for the play. And Greg's like, oh, I have mites from sitting in the front because of all the sand in the play. And he's like, yeah, they're not out. And he's like getting sued by everyone. He loses $500,000. I think it costs him $500,000 a day to put the play on. And he's like, Dad, can I borrow some money? And he's like, he just yells at him. He's like, stop running for president. You're a fucking joke.
Yeah.
And then he's like hurt at that.
Yeah.
So good.
And I love the like Logan's tone that he has with Connor.
He treats him like a moron, kind of. It's almost like a baby. He has to be.
How are you, son?
Yeah. He's just like, we don't know much. Like, all we know is that his mom, I think, might have died.
Right.
Or went to a hospital or a mental institution. Someone makes a crack about it.
Right.
And it's like, oh, your mommy went to blah, blah. And he's like,
that's right.
Up.
Yeah. Yeah. Roman
says it, huh? Yeah. Yeah. I just, we don't know too much about that. And I assume that Kendall's kids are adopted because they're like, one's like, very dark skin and one's not. I think they're adopted.
And then so obviously we both think Bojack Guy is in the middle of
Bojack
like,
Guy is
maybe
amazing.
The best Kendall moment in the entire
I want my Twitter
series.
To be off the hook. Okay. I want Bojack Guy.
That's got it. Yeah.
Saying so little, he says so much.
I think Greg had my favorite moment of season of episode two.
Five stars.
Either when he gave the Uber 5 stars or when he said, I'm too young to be in Congress to be in Congress so much.
He's like, just thinking, yeah, he's like, you know, I'm young and he's just going back to Congress constantly.
And like, yeah, he just has no idea what he's doing.
He's
I don't
failed
know
up
what
with
his
so
motives
much.
Are. Like it's yeah, it's
same.
Great.
He doesn't know what his motives are.
And I love that.
And I forgot because I was like, I swear Tom and him torched the papers and they did. But then Tom went inside to get a lighter to set them on fire and he like grabbed some and hid them. So they must be the ones he has.
Yeah. And I love how like, when Tom and him are talking in this episode, he's like, I'm not necessarily.
He's like, I'm not necessarily with Kendall. Yeah, like he's still on his own. Well, he's got his own lawyer now. He's like leftist.
He's like socialist lawyer. Like,
but he's the only one his grandfather will pay
America
for.
America is always right, never left. Yeah, so good.
They're such nerds. It is the funniest show on television, hands down.
It's brutally funny.
Yeah.
I'm so glad it's back.
Same. I miss these fucks so much.
Yeah.
How long do you think Jerry will be CEO? Not long?
Well, I mean, if this final, the final line of this most recent episode goes anything to go. But I feel like she's... Because like Holly Hunter's character, she was CEO for...
She was going to be.
Right.
She was going to succeed. And then the boat stuff came out. Yeah.
And then Marcia threatened Logan over their kind of like weird
she
relationship.
Quit. Yeah, I think at the end she quit. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I feel like Jerry is a more important character.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. They can't just... I mean, there'll be massive repercussions if they throw her under the bus. So.
For sure.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah,
because I could just be Logan playing mind games.
It's just the best show. Everyone's just dreadful in it. It rules.
Yeah, I love
it's
it. So
good.
I know so many people that haven't watched past the first episode because they're like, "Oh, the characters are awful." I'm like, "Yeah,
yeah, that's the best thing watching. About it." And they're really
they get
funny.
Worse.
And they're really rich. Everything about it's horrible, and it's fun. I love that Tom hasn't said he loves Shiv. He just keeps saying thank you.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, after he like blew up at her in the last episode of season two.
Yeah, fully.
It's good to be back, isn't it?
It is good to be back. Back to video games quickly. I got the Nintendo Switch Online service.
Oh yeah, the big dick edition.
Nintendo 64. The expensive dick edition.
Metallica's Nintendo Switch Online.
Because if you sign up now, all you do is pay the difference we've already signed up for a year or whatever of the
regular
service.
What's that like?
$30? $30 it cost me to sign up for the Nintendo 64, Genesis, and or Mega Drive, and eventually Animal Crossing stuff. Have you seen the way the button mapping works?
Yeah, it's dog shit, right? It's like
insane.
Yeah, it's like it doesn't even attempt to make sense, does it?
So the C buttons were like the little yellow buttons on the Nintendo 64 controller.
Which were only used properly, I'd say, in about 9 games. As they were at one point called the C buttons because they were camera buttons.
Yep.
And
controller buttons, I think.
Wave Racer used all the like first like Pilot Wings, Wave Racer, and Mario used them.
Yeah,
Mario Kart, but then like other games just would start using them as.
So I've been playing Sin and Punishment, which I'd never played before, but Treasure Games make
play that game every day, my friend. If you catch my drift,
I do. It's really really good. I think you'd really love it. It's like so bonkers. It has like full voice acting in a very Japanese Nintendo 64 game. So like polygonal as hell. Very aesthetically you. But the controls, they've like remapped. So one of the trigger, like one of like ZL or whatever is the fire
It's kind
button.
Of like Skyward Sword, right? Where you have to hold down sometimes a button to activate new buttons.
Yeah, but so because of the C buttons, they've mapped two of them. So like,
not the ones you think, right? The ones that don't correspond with.
Yeah,
the...
because like, I think it's like if you got a Switch controller, whatever. The like X, like Y, B, and X, A. Y. Yeah. Like B and A are still like the blue and green button on the from the N64 button.
Which doesn't even make sense because the blue and green were like bottom and diagonal above left.
And then like X and Y, so whichever one is usually used as the up button is down on the C stick.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
And then left is left. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That makes no fucking sense.
And then you can push a button to...
like a trigger.
A trigger to make all of the C buttons...
just up, down, left, right. Yeah, oh, A, B, X, Y.
But that's the same button that you use to fire in Sin and Punishment.
Yeah, I've heard it's dog shit.
It's like... it's, and you can't remap it. It's just... it's so... it's so great, Nintendo. They just
a great tweet about it yesterday. Someone was just like, I'm still surprised of 25 years of baffling decisions that this company makes.
Yeah, exactly. They still managed to just like do the last thing that you expect.
It's insane, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard also like Mario 64 runs like dog shit compared to the All-Stars version.
No.
There's like delay?
Apparently there's a delay on the... because I was like, oh, now I really wish I got one of the... wireless 64 controllers because
they're available now, aren't they?
Oh, they were for an hour.
No, they're
today.
Back now.
Yeah, they're gone again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. They were available earlier today and now they're sold out again.
Cool. It's so good they do stuff like that.
Yep.
And make it available for people to play.
But apparently the lag is actually on that, not on like the Pro Controller.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. There's like differing reports. What I played from a control point of view, besides like the weird, I couldn't strafe or something like that.
All right.
But everything else was played really, really well. And I'm sure it'll just take...
is Ocarina on there?
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Ocarina 64, Mario 64, Mario Kart 64.
All those day one Wii releases.
Mario Tennis, Star Fox.
What Genesis games are on there?
Like shitloads. Like pretty much all the good ones.
They've got old Michael Jackson Moonwalker.
They've got 7 different versions of Michael Jackson Moonwalker.
Thank Christ.
Yeah. There's no Moonwalker, sorry. But like all of like the main Sega ones are on there. And I think Castlevania and shit is as well. Yeah. Like it's cool. I'm definitely going to pay for at least 1 year. I mean, I already have paid for at least 1 year of it. And then I'll probably just tick over and I'll be like, oh, damn it.
Oh, damn. $60.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've also, I signed up for a new, that wasn't the only streaming service I signed up for this week. I signed up for a new anime streaming service called High Dive.
Okay. Tell me more.
So I am a massive fan of Lupin the Third.
Oh yeah. High Dive. How do you spell that? Is it got a cool way to...
HIDIVE. Is that cool? Which is pretty normal. It sounds like a TV brand.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like a bootleg TV brand. Like,
yeah. Like, I think it's Hisense is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
That's the cheap TV brand.
High Dive's cool. It looks like an NFT. You know, yeah. All those NFTs are monkeys.
I like the monkey logo. Yeah,
he's cool.
Theirs.
I want to give that monkey money.
He looks like a gorilla. Like a member
aesthetically
of the
pleasing anime. That's one of the... one of the genres on there.
Yeah.
I like that.
But yeah, they have that's the streaming service where you can watch the latest season of Lupin the Third.
You can also watch Outburst Dreamer Boys. Did you watch that one?
That's your favorite, isn't it?
It's what the podcast is called in Japan.
Right.
Outburst Dreamer Boys.
But Lupin the Third, the sixth season started a couple of weeks ago and the first episode was a farewell to... so Lupin the Third, like the main cast of characters, you have Lupin, who is like the happy-go-lucky thief.
The third, he's the third of the Lupins.
Of course, that's right.
Metallica's
a descendant of Arsene Lupin.
The Metallica Lupin's the first one.
Of course,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
Then Marvel's Lupin.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And then Lupin the Third.
Yeah. Then you've also got Jigen, who is, he's like the gun guy, the genius gunslinger.
He's also Joe Rogan's producer.
Of course. And then there's Goemon, who's like the samurai with the sword. And then there's the femme fatale, Fujiko Mine. And then there is the cop who's always on the hot on their heels, Zenigata.
Kendall Roy.
You would love everyone in this show. It's so
much
fun.
I already do.
But Jigen, the gun dude, he has had the same actor do his voice since the 1960s
when
they first started making anime. And he did his last episode a few weeks ago.
Oh.
And it was this big like farewell to Jigen episode. Because he's old as fuck. He's like 89 or something.
Yeah. Is he still in the show? Like the character?
The character still is, but he's got a new voice actor. So I haven't heard what he sounds like yet. But like, I don't know. I feel like we always talk about like legacies, stories.
Yeah.
But the legacy of like playing that same character for more than 50 years.
Damn, I'll do it.
It's fucking, yeah, you should do
it. They probably want an outside hire.
How's your Japanese?
What's up?
You got the job.
Yeah, yeah. I was doing a character then who was startled.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty, he's got his eye on the prize.
Ichiban, number one.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
Ichiban.
But yeah, man, fucking emotional shit watching just this old man say goodbye to this series that has been like his main role.
In the show?
Yeah, and in this show, like it's
no,
it's
I mean, kind did of, he say goodbye in the show?
It's a kind of a fail. It's like really well done. He has like great moments with all the characters in which he talks about saying goodbye. He doesn't actually say goodbye at the end.
But like Paul Walker.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah, cool.
And get this, he is being replaced. The guy doing his voice now is most famous for being the voice of Snake in
all
the Metal Gear games in Japan. So he's now Jigen, which is fucking
waiting, huh?
Yeah, because it's
Japanese.
That's
what he said to himself.
Yeah.
About the guy leaving.
Yes.
So he's big boss to the new guy, Solid Snake.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds dope. I'm about to rewatch Cowboy Bebop.
I want to talk about it next week, but I've been watching the latest episodes of Demon Slayer, which I was originally put off by because I thought
they cut up it's extra scenes, isn't it?
It's dude, the first episode is everything is just new. It's all Rengoku, like the fire Demon Slayer.
Yeah. So I'm curious because I was like, when the movie came out, they're like, oh, this is the start of season two.
Yeah.
But now the movie is just optional, right? You don't have to watch it. It's classic anime shit already.
Yeah, fully. I guess because it was just it is like a
self-contained story,
money printing. Yeah. Franchise at this point.
Is it the same animation?
And it's finite as well because the manga's finished. So they're going to stretch this out for as long as they can.
10 years at least as an anime.
So it just keeps making the billions that it's making.
But I've heard it was to save, maybe this is wrong, the animators from Crunch.
Yeah, I think
I've heard that they did that to like, because normally anime studios we know
it's referred to as season two. This is just like
the Megan Train saga. Yeah. And apparently I was reading they did this for like, they're doing 8 episodes maybe, 6 or 8 episodes.
Yeah, and then the official season two starts in December.
And they're doing this to like save them from burnout and crunch. They were like, didn't have to animate too much.
So I want
to
talk about that more next week.
So I think they're using the actual film footage.
I haven't seen any actual film footage yet.
Right, let me know. I'm going to watch it when like the first 8 are out.
Dude, the first episodes, all that extra Rengoku shit, because he was such a great character from the movie.
Guy Fieri of anime.
It's out of control how good the extra scenes with him
are. Yeah, tight.
But yeah, I want to talk about that and the Demon Slayer game. I can pick that up.
Oh, is it good?
I haven't started it yet because I'm playing Guardians. But
Still, just for old time's sake.
Yeah, man, it's absolutely, it's a 10 out of 10. Everyone listening should get it right now.
I love that. It's so good to have the boys back.
The boys are back in town. Angus, Levins, and of course,
Oliver Nathan for you. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the one.
You, that's you.
Lupin the third. Noon the third.
Hey, thanks for listening to Hey Fam. If you want to keep listening to us, you can if you go over to patreon.com/payfam. Angus talked about it earlier in the episode.
I mean, Noon was in the toilet, so it'd be good to bring it up again because maybe he can join up.
Yeah, every time we finish recording Hey Fam every week, we start recording Pay Fam. And this week, like the last few weeks, we are continuing our adventures through all the Wachowski movies in the lead up to The Matrix Resurrections coming out, the fourth Matrix movie. We are revisiting every movie by the Wachowskis. And this week, we're not just doing movies. We're doing video games and comic books.
Cross-media, my friend.
As we refuse to exit The Matrix before we hit V for Vendetta
we
next week.
We are so red-pilled, it doesn't...
Yeah, so I've been reading all of the Matrix comics, courtesy of the 20th anniversary hardcover edition.
I've got that too somewhere.
That was published by a publisher called Burly Man.
Which is their company, right? From the Burly fight, Burly Man fight. That's what the multiple Agent Smith battle in Matrix Reloaded is known as.
Oh, that's fun. But yeah, we'll be talking about that. You know, how do these things hold up? Because they are crazily all considered canon. All the comics and all the video games are considered canon and important to the Matrix sequels.
And you'll find out that the video games are actually written and directed by the Wachowskis.
It's fucking bonkers. So hear us talk about, there's now like 5 episodes of us talking about the Matrix.
I kind of wish we just did a Matrix podcast because I am a full Matrix head.
The red pillar himself.
Are you a Matrix head?
Give me blue, give me red, give me those. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, aside from most of
you know,
it,
I think we made that joke a few weeks ago. That's so funny.
Did we? Give me blue.
Yeah.
Give me, like,
we actually did Metallica doing Matrix.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, same. I remembered then because I had to cut it.
What?
I was like, oh shit. No, I was doing that episode.
Oh, right. You're like,
the
world isn't ready for this yet.
No, I was like, save it for when I go on my Metallica's Avengers rant. We pre-write all these in advance. We have a... Noon's the head writer.
We have a He's massive a head writing room. Mostly writers of color, of course.
Yeah, Kitty.
And cats.
Well, no, she's like the only black person in this room.
Yeah, true.
You shave her, that's not white. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're talking like dark colors.
Yeah. Anyway, so patreon.com/payfam. Hey fam, sorry.
12 years a cat. She's 12 this year.
12 years a cat.
Yeah. Fucking She's 12. No, she is. We had a 12th birthday this year.
That's good. On Netflix.
On Metallica's Netflix.
Yeah, great.
And live of course, action Metallica reboot.
There's like hundreds of PayFM episodes if you listen to there, and you get to access to our Discord community. It's the best. Plus, you get to sleep well at night knowing you're supporting us and everyone in our writer's room. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you over at PayFM or next week. Hey, thanks, Noon.
We've never...
Another great episode having you here.
Yeah. Stick around for the next one, bro. This is... We're going deep.